Jesus said to her, Daughter, what a powerful word to be spoken by God to this woman in the gospel. Because the form of that word daughter shows forth a relationship, shows forth an identity of knowing of being a part of the family of God. And this is what God intended from the very beginning. As we heard in the book of wisdom, that God formed man to be imperishable. He formed them in His image and likeness. That image and likeness is one of communion, one of friendship, one of unity. Because that is what the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are. Three distinct divine persons, but yet in a communion that we call one God. A relationship in which the Father pours out His love upon the Son pours out His love upon the Father, and that love is so strong, it is the Holy Spirit. And that's the way we've been created. To be a part of that divine life, to be able to receive that unity, that communion with God. To be called a daughter, to be called a son, to be in relationship. And this relationship is meant to be imperishable, lasting for all eternity with God. And that, my brothers and sisters, is what made the devil envious. He didn't want that relationship. He didn't want us to be close to God. And so he ushered in death. But be clear, this death is not physical death. Because that can't separate us from God. That can't remove us from communion with Him. The death that is spoken of in the book of wisdom is the death of sin. My selfishness. My greed. Whatever sin you want to put in there. It may be just simply my pride and thinking I'm better than others. It may be just simply my attachment to lust. Whatever it is, those sins cause death. They cause me to be separated from God. They cause me no longer to be in relationship with Him. Which is what God never intended from the beginning. So when Adam and Eve sinned, they brought a death to relationship. Both of them were a son and a daughter to God Himself. They were a part of His family. And through their sin, they severed it. But the greatest about God, as we hear though in the second reading, is God still desires this relationship. When it simply said, the gracious acts of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich in the very heights of heaven, for your sake He became poor. For my sake, He decided to become one of us. To come in a human nature. To walk among us. To be able to talk to us. To touch us. To be able to call us daughter. Son. To restore us. Because then it was by His poverty, when that poverty of His death upon the cross, when He emptied Himself to pay the price of our sin, to pay the price that had separated us from this relationship, He was able to pour out the riches of divine life to where we are truly called daughters and sons of the Heavenly Father. Where we are in relationship once again. And then it is that relationship in the gospel that we see. Because this woman that was hemorrhaging for over 12 years was seeking relationship. More than just healing. She wanted to be a part of something again. Because we have to understand, this woman going through these hemorrhages made her unclean. She wouldn't be invited over to the family's house for the 4th of July. Because the moment she sat down on one of those lawn chairs and have a burger, that lawn chair was made unclean. If she was to give a high five to one of the kids at that 4th of July celebration, the kid would be made unclean. She was no longer then in communion. And no one was going to invite her over. No one was going to have anything with her. She was separated. And that's why she longed just to be healed. That's why she desired to reach out and to touch Jesus. But the thing is Jesus just didn't want to heal her physically. It wasn't as if Jesus, when he got touched, was like, okay, that's another person I just healed. I'll just keep moving on. But that's why Jesus asked, who has touched me? It's a question that's asked in concern to enter into relationship with her. It's not one of these questions like when I was a kid and we'd be in our huge van driving to my grandma and grandpa's for the 4th of July, and one of my brothers, maybe Chris, Mark, or Nathan, Dominic was always perfect, would reach out and touch and poke me or something like that. And I'd be like, who touched me? I want to know because I want, Mom, Dad, Mark touched me. That's not the case here. Jesus wants to know who touched him because someone touched him with faith. And with that very faith, he wants to have a relationship with her. He wants her to know that he truly cares for her. He wants her to know that he is beside her always. He wants her to know that he wants to give his divine life to her. That there's now a relationship. And that's why he says, daughter. He brings her into relationship once again. He restores what was lost. His poverty that he took on is now being able to pour in the riches of his divine life into her. So that she, who's been made in the image and likeness of God, can once again be restored to that very friendship, but even better yet, to that family of being called a daughter of the Heavenly Father. And my brothers and sisters, this is the experience God wants to give to us. This is what He wants to reach out to you and me. As we hear, then He goes and heals this daughter of Jairus. He doesn't just simply snap his fingers and say, okay, she's healed. He journeys to the house because he wants to be a part of them. He goes right up to the girl and takes her hand. He reaches out to her and says, you know what, little girl, rise up. Because the faith is meant to be an adventure with God. It is as if every single day God is reaching his hand out to you and me and say, will you rise up and walk with me? Let's have an adventure today in our relationship. Let us grow a little bit closer. Can I be one with you, Isaac? Can I be one with you, Izzy, all the way in the back? Can I be one with you, each and every single one of you here at Blessed Sacrament? I reach out my hand to you, I touch you, and I want you to know I am always going to be present for you. Because you are my daughter. You are my son. It is you that I pour out the riches of my love upon. And my brothers and sisters, that's why he gives us the Eucharist. He desires not just to reach out his hand, he desires to take his complete body, his blood, his soul and divinity, and place it within us so that throughout this week we may be able to carry him. We may be able to be one with him. And this is the whole aspect of cultivating our spiritual life, to experience the very love of God through the Eucharist, through the Mass we celebrate, to be able to experience that very love of God being poured out on us in adoration, taking that time to be with the one who looks upon us and says, there's my son, there's my daughter. To open up the Scriptures to be able to pray with them and to hear God speaking to us. Or whatever other devotion, maybe the rosary, the chaplet of divine mercy, our own time of prayer is meant to be able to receive God's love that says, you are my daughter, you are my son. And so, my brothers and sisters, God just desires our communion. He desires us to be one with Him so that we, in that relationship, can be a part of His family. His daughters, His sons, here on earth, and for all eternity in heaven. For we have been made imperishable, meant to be with God forever. Praise be Jesus Christ through His Mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.